we've got a decent wage bill at the minute. I mean, this is the situation, and it has to be said really slowly, because otherwise you just don't grasp the enormity of it. You know, the family has put £51 million worth of personal money in. That is an unbelievable amount of money. And, you know, the Glazers haven't done that. John Henry hasn't done that. Randy Lerner hasn't done that. They've put debt in their clubs. But the Alam family has put in £51 million worth of cash. And, Matt, it has to stop. It just cannot continue to go in at that rate. You know, that's what Mr. Duffin overspent in the Premier League. Dr. Alam's repaired that. And now we have to build a club that pays for itself. And we need supporters back, and we need commercial income for that.
Do you think you will be able to pay any transfer fees, or is it purely down to freeze?
I think we'll be operating in what looks to be a very exciting Bosman market. There's some really good players out there on Bosmans. We all know it takes a bit of agency and wages to get them in. But I think Nick does need four or five, at least. We've got to trade to get those players in, because we cannot keep relying on a benefactor who's been incredibly generous at this point.
Have you agreed any pre-contracts with any players?
No, not yet. I'm keeping them all warm, and then as soon as we know what the wage bill's going to be for next year, we'll move into the market. The way we play football and the way Nick plays football attracts a lot of players, so we are getting calls. You know, it's the same with the way Peter Gentle's trying to set the rugby side up. We're getting calls from players. But it's going to be a competitive market. But I have to say, you know, we have to stop and thank the Alam family now. They've saved the club. Now we have to rebuild it, and we have to work what we've got.
How confident are you being able to do that and putting together a competitive squad? I mean, you've got the basis for it, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We've got some great young players, and I know it's a disappointing period we're in now, but watching Steve Wigley and the coaching staff and the players respond to Nick, he is a natural manager. He understands the game. He understands football at the highest level. All he needs is patience, which is the shortest ingredient in football. But that's all he needs, and he'll build a club we can all be proud of without having to go back to Alam Marine and to the family for more money. Because that really does have to stop, and they're quite right in saying that has to stop.